get buddy, Twitter really up next. Rim is coming out of your mouth, Kais and Nat giving me frets. Hey, I'm the Rizzler, bro, DDP the gritty, yeah, and real life.
Hey, it's Paul. I was listening to the album. Good luck. You're on your own.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shane's back. Tell a friend.
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Y'all light work, and I don't gotta play pretend. It's you, I make believe, and you know I'm here to stay. Cause me, if I was to ever take a leave, it would be as friend to break your feet. If I was to ask for Megan Thee Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
ever, ever, cadaver.
For my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back, bro.
Now back in the days of old me, right around the time I became a dopey, ate some cocaine as a way of coping, take the movie, get the case of OE, turn me into smiley face emoji. My may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Cause I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship bureaus out.
So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted, mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed, yeah, this is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. I'm gonna fight y'all in when you debate who the best, but I'll sound white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my God, it's that chicken dog again.
Abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my back, bro.
Drape, Jimmy, me, you. I'm telling kids to brat. Gum. Thickest group off. Them and you off. gon' see me. Caught sleeping, see the kidnapping. Never did happen. Like Sherry Papini, Harry Houdini. I vanish into the thin air as I'm leaving like
Abracadabra. I'm about to reach in my back, bro.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 97 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catsco, and Hudson. I'm your lovely host, DJ Sean Money.
I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and we are joined with...
I am Ma Badila, managing the Clubhouse in Hudson with some wonderful news.
And she will be telling us about her play.
Well, to tell you frankly, this one isn't my play. After all those 16 years of phenomenal and huge community productions we offered through Data Data International Folkloric Theater, this time we are at the Hudson Clubhouse with a wonderful production by youth. They wrote and directed The Princess and the Pauper, based on a movie, and they rewrote this thing and put some spins on it that are phenomenal. I am happy once again to be chosen to play the Evil Queen.
So, question, you have a part in it?
Yes, I am the Evil Queen. I return to bring the drama.
Okay, do you work any backstage at all for this?
Yes, I'll be doing some backstage work, moving things around, keeping people on the right side of the stage and making sure scenes go smoothly as much as I can. But this is actually a production of Behind the Curtain Theater Club of the, you know, they was formed years ago in Philmont with Angela Harris, but now it's developed and it's gone become a major program of the Hudson Clubhouse. Now, I'd like to mention before I forget, this is a Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and along with AmeriCorps, Hudson Hall, who are going to be producing it, the grant from Spark of Hudson, and we're super thankful for that. And we have everyone involved is focused and directed on this production being a success, and it goes on very, very soon, so we wanted to talk to you about it to make sure we see you there at Hudson Hall, Friday, June 28th at 3 p.m. matinee, Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m., and all shows are free.
Okay.
Now, if you like a little bit about it, I can't tell you too much because you have to really see this thing, but sometimes when someone takes a story and turns it around and makes a replay of it, it can be phenomenal. I mean, even more interesting than the original. This play, I'm familiar with the story. I've watched the movie The Prince and the Pauper when I was a child. This is The Princess and a Pauper. I think it's based on that Barbie movie. But the way these young ladies have turned it around and the spins they put on it and the characters they added, which were not part of the movie, gives it more of a sense of, I could see even immediacy and relevance concerning friendship and the value of people that, you know, you should get to know perhaps before you trust them too well. That's all I'm telling.
They made a retcon. They made a retcon. Yeah, man, I guess. So
it's very cool. I'm very happy to be part of it.
Honestly, I hope I could stop by and see it. It sounds very interesting. I should probably watch the movie.
I would rather watch the play than the movie, really.
Yeah, because you got the spin on it. I want to see what that is.
Oh,
you got
spin.
Me intrigued.
It's the spin. I mean, there's no evil queen in the movie.
Really? There's no evil queen at all?
No.
Now there is, though.
But
I mean, yeah.
I'm
you
the same evil
queen.
You have
the iconic role, yeah.
Let me give you some backstory. Last year, the Behind the Curtain Theater produced Kingdom of Perception.
Okay.
I was the evil queen then, and I was supposed to be deleted.
Oh, okay.
Which I was the first night and the second night. For the third night, we tried to pull a little something extra. And I said, you know what, that stuff you throw at me to knock me off, you know, let's make sure you have to use a lot more of it because I'm not going to, you know, allow myself to be taken out. So
yeah.
I'm going to fight back. I'm going to grab the princess by her foot. And I'm going to try to knock her down. I'm going to really fight for my life. So, but at the end, you got to drag me out.
Yeah.
So we did all that, except they forgot to drag me out. So I'm lying there on the floor like, you know, a slump of, you know, I'm all done. But I hear the next line, and I'll be a good queen. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be hearing that. I'm supposed to be, you know, off stage.
So
by
what,
the time.
Did you just scoot yourself out?
Man, it was hilarious. I just crawled basically, little by little, little by little, the humiliation, I just called out. But that means I'm not done. I'm not dead.
As you know, the show must go on.
It goes on, and it's coming on. I'm back with more evil than before.
Another universe, new queen.
And one more time, can you say when and where this will be for anybody listening?
And I was supposed to be deleted.
When and where this will be for anybody listening?
Please don't miss this event. If you do, I will come. And I've directed them.
If he could do it, I probably could do it too.
How about you both make snacks, the more the merrier?
Yeah, I'm down. Like, okay. I'm no problem, you know.
You're welcome.
Love being with Kenny.
You're so welcome.
So, can't wait for that.
I'm going to miss you both when you go off to your wonderful adventures. These guys are graduating.
Crazy.
Kenny is graduating. Shahi is graduating. I'm going to miss you.
Actually, fun fact, me and Kenny are going to end up going to the same college.
Oh, wow.
So,
Johnson & Wales.
Yeah, I'm going, but I'm going to Schenectady for a semester.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm gonna go to Johnson & Wales.
Nice.
So I'm a chance.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Any thoughts for you?
Bard.
You're gonna try to go to Bart.
Bard.
Oh.
Annandale.
I heard Bart, like,
yeah.
Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bard College is great. Yeah, arts and that's good.
I was working with the youth with the play.
Oh, okay. Are you working with the play going on the 19th? Well, on Wednesday, it's a play at the Hudson Hall. We're celebrating Juneteenth on the 19th.
Yeah.
And at the same time, on the same day, actually, there's a play with Nkula and Angel and young people from the Hudson Opera House. They're going to be performing at Hudson Hall, the play The Mysterious Hyena. Ooh. That's at 4 o'clock on tomorrow, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It's like Black Panther's cousin.
Mysterious Hyena.
Pink Panther.
Just the name alone.
I thought the Pink Panther was Wack.
Stop it.
Cousin.
But that hyena, the idea of a mysterious, it intrigues me to see what that could be like. The children help write the story. Anytime it's young people who create a story, and then they're also directing it. Like this one, the Princess and directed by teens. I'm just an artist. I'm just an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done and I've written and produced many plays, and I've directed them, and I'm very severe. But these young directors are much timing and needs, and they're much friendlier, I would say, even than myself. They're coming together. We're going to be performing less than a week, and we're pulling it together with a lot of the. We had some setbacks. We had some disappointments, but all together, I can see the overflow of solidarity among the cast and the crew, and people are really, really motivated and intriguingly, like, directed. Like, you watch them, and it's like, wow. Even with all the difficulties we've had, they're really focused and directed on making this thing come through well. So I'm just happy and proud to be part of it. And it's going to be going on time, Friday and Saturday of next week, 3 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday at Hudson Hall, and I hope I see all of you there to support them and support also the initiative of young people creating and then giving them the autonomy and also the sense of confidence to be those who direct the way things are going to go. They're taking full agency, and I'm very, very proud of them.
Well, I hope it goes great. Can't wait to watch it. Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to just be in a good environment.
Yeah, me neither. You heard it here, folks. And one more time, where and when?
And remember them of these names. Ariel Harris, writer. Jasmine Harris, director. And, of course, Angela Harris is the executive producer of The Princess and the Pauper, sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, our grant from the Spark of Hudson. We have the AmeriCorps supporting us, as well as the Hudson Youth Clubhouses, because young people are of our clubhouse. And of course, Hudson Hall, marvelous theater, hosting this without charging us anything, which is very, very, very supportive. The Princess and the Pauper, Friday, June 28th at 3 p.m., Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at Hudson Hall. All seats are free.
And one very last question before we head out. What's a pauper?
Somebody got no money, got no...
Okay.
So the princess has got everything. The pauper has nothing, but somehow everything means nothing in a way where you're not satisfied with everything you have.
Yeah.
And then nothing makes you want something but what you want. Is it really what you really, really, really want? Let's watch this and see.
Yeah.
The mystery.
Well.
See you then.
We'll see you guys soon, I guess.
Yeah.
See you later.
Saturday, June 28th. Saturday, June 29th. Be there.
Big shout out to Hudson Clubhouse and Miss Padilla. And also, what's it called? We were wondering, what's the new Hudson Clubhouse location?
It's 47 North 5th Street. And you know what? The young people are calling it an upgrade.
Really?
It's an upgrade because it's become more of an intimate family environment. They call that from their living room.
They call the what?
The room is like their living room. When you come in, unlike the other place, which was huge and fan out, we were able to do our play right there on site. This place is much smaller, but you don't have the echo.
It's kind of like the first clubhouse in Hudson. Yeah, it's real family-oriented.
Family, and even the kitchen, it feels like a family kitchen with the tablecloth, and things are closer together. And, you know, we have a room upstairs where we can do our Spanish and French language classes. We have our art class can go up there, and our sewing class can be up there. We have other programs of physical fitness and self-defense with the boxing of Gunga, certified trainer. We have yoga, certified trainer. We have all our trips, you know, even going out fishing and different things. We just came back from strawberry picking last week. We have a lot going on this summer, too. Going into the school. Going on this school. We're preparing for our October Festival of Stories, where we will be having a full month-long expression of how to share story in every way possible. So there's a lot going on with the Hudson Clubhouse, and you're all are welcome, Catskill, Philmont, and everywhere in between. Come on to Hudson, 47 North 5th Street is a clubhouse for drop-ins, or come in, hang out, and just get involved with some of the programming. But it's very, very interesting, and we're moving it on, making more and more happen every day. So once again, and finally, look forward to seeing you behind the Curtain Theater, presenting Princess and the Pauper, Friday, June 28th at 3 p.m., Saturday, June 29th at 7 p.m. at Hudson Hall, which is 327 Warren Street in Hudson. And it is a phenomenal production. Even though I'm in it, I am amazed to see what these young people have put together through their own initiative. And I'm very proud and inspired by their energy.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for this segment.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate your time.
We'll be back after this song.
close. Open the 401k, might fill up the hole
in my soul.
But I'm hollow.
Welcome to the Trading Lab, my name is Sam, and
I'm here live on
the WXC Broadcasting. I mean, we're on. This is so weird. I don't know. Yeah. I think
we're going to a song.
Yeah, I guess we'll see you later. This is weird.
What is happening?
Rely on the old man's money. It's a rich girl, but it's gone too far. Cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far. Get you too far. Take what is given you, so far gone.
Why? I'm turning mine off. Ow!
Hold on. Okay. Hi.
There we go.
Welcome to
Why?
Clubhouse Radio.
Why is this
live
happening?
Okay. Okay. I think it was just like. Okay. Hold on.
This is what happens when IT hasn't got us our stuff. Don't blame us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
We could do that intro again.
Yeah.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio live on 98.7 FM WGC. the mics don't like you or something. I am your lovely host.
And I'm
DJ Sean Woody.
I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola.
Okay. I want to fix this, but I'm scared. What if we just turn these down? Okay.
All right, and then.
Okay. I'm gonna try to fix this. We're gonna go mute for a quick second. All right. He's gonna turn down.
We're good.
Okay. 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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio live. 93.7 FM WGC broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
There we go, everybody. Okay, wow, that was stupidly difficult.
Okay.
We're working on it. Don't worry.
We're trying. We're trying.
I'm
gonna get my distance from you.
So the echo. Yeah. Good point. Good point. But today we have a few quizzes.
Okay, that's better.
You.
That's way better, right? That's not better.
And you want to start with the personality?
Okay.
Quiz?
Yeah. I can't see.
All right. So this quiz.
So you're gonna have to off to me.
This quiz is gonna like dig deep into your soul and expose parts of you didn't know. And anybody who's listening at home. Bro, I got the drum set.
All right, so I can't see. So could you read these off?
Oh, this is you can't see.
No, because I didn't want it to be too loud.
Haha, you can't see.
Why are you bullying me?
That's messed up. Man. That's so messed up. You think it would be okay if I scooted closer? You suck. Okay, you think it'd be better if I scooted in now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Oh, let's go. I can see. Could you just move the screen a little bit this way?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Cool. That's so much more better. Okay.
Byvoicy.network. Don't do that. That's our soundboard.
Okay.
But let's see. You regularly make new friends.
No.
All right.
I'm disagree.
So they're slightly disagreeing, disagree, and heavily disagree.
I'm gonna say I slightly disagree.
All right. Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones.
I say agree.
Yeah, right? You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally with you than by factual arguments.
Slightly disagree.
Your living and workspaces are clean and organized.
Disagree. Disagree.
You usually stay calm, even under a lot of pressure.
I say agree, yeah.
You find the idea of networking or promoting yourself to strangers very daunting.
I'm gonna say agree.
You can also be in the middle.
Yeah.
Alright. Next.
So, are you clicking slightly disagree? I'm gonna slightly agree.
If you say when you agree, I click the middle one. When you say you slightly agree, I click the this one. And then you can also majorly disagree or agree.
Oh, okay.
You prioritize and your priorities and plans tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline.
I'm in the middle.
Right. People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than numbers or data.
Highly agree.
Yeah, honestly. You like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists.
I'm in the middle.
Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your
highly
overall.
Agree.
See,
highly
this
agree.
Is what I meant by it. It just goes into your soul and calls you out. You feel comfortable just walking up to somebody you find interesting and striking a conversation.
I'm in the middle. Depend on my mood.
You are not too interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works.
I'm gonna say I agree.
Alright. Next. You prioritize facts over people's feelings when determining a course of action.
I'm in the middle.
Alright. You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you don't schedule things. Like, you just kind of go with the flow.
I'm in the middle.
Alright, I definitely go without the schedule.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm gonna say
you really worry about
if you made a good impression on somebody you just met. So this is a double negative.
I'm gonna say I agree.
All right. You enjoy participating in team-based activities.
I'm in the middle. I'm neutral. I don't really care.
You enjoy experimenting with new people and untested approaches.
Yeah.
You prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest. I know you, and I honestly think so, yeah.
I would say I'm pretty honest, but I'm gonna say I agree.
Slightly or agree?
I'm gonna say I agree.
Alright. Love this background music, by the way. It's so catchy. You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge.
What do you think? For me.
I would put you in the middle.
Okay.
Because you'll go with the flow of other people are doing it, but I don't think it's a priority.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I'll go with the flow if I have to, but I'm really on my own type of time. Man.
Soul read, you are prone to worrying things will take a turn for the worst.
Highly agree.
Yep. You enjoy solitary hobbies.
Highly agree.
Yep. You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living.
Disagree. I like comics too much.
Yeah, right? You favor efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects.
Agree.
Okay. You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax.
That just threw my whole vibe off.
Yeah, it calls you out.
No, I'm talking about the music.
Yeah, now we're hyped.
I'm gonna say... Wait, you prefer...
There's no reason for a game soundtrack.
Your chores. I'm surprised you didn't play Dragon Ball.
Now I'm gonna...
I'm gonna say disagree. I don't do my chores.
Alright. Yeah.
I mean, I do them, but, like, I don't do them before
and
I relax.
Those of you listening at home, you are listening to...
Clubhouse Radio.
And we're doing a quiz to call out our personalities, and you can do it, too, at home at 16personalities.com.
Okay,
no
so
sponsor, though.
Are we gonna do? Are we doing me first, then you?
I already know mine.
Oh. You don't want to do it on air?
Oh, no, we're gonna read mine on air.
Okay. I thought this one was gonna be me.
Yeah, what's it called? I'm answering with you.
Oh,
we're gonna get your results, but I already know exactly what results I answer.
Okay.
In disagreements, you prioritize proving your point over preserving the feelings of others.
I'm gonna say I highly agree. I'm too stubborn.
I would put myself in the middle on that one, because it really depends on how I'm getting treated.
Ooh, you're right.
Yeah.
Can I go back?
Yeah, of course.
I'll say a middle.
Alright. You usually wait for others to introduce themselves at first.
Yes, highly agree.
I would slightly disagree on that one for myself. Your mood can change very quickly.
Yes.
Valid. I would very agree on mine. You are not easily swayed by emotional arguments.
Yeah, middle.
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm very skeptical. I will fact check something 8 times.
Wait, what do you mean? Like some of the emotions? Or
yeah,
like
what's it called? Somebody says, this hurt me and this is why. I'm like, I take it for their word and like, alright, you got hurt by the system, but the system itself did.
Yeah.
And then I'll like fact check it.
Oh, I'm always in the middle. I would say I'm in the middle just because I overthink too much.
Yeah.
You better play Dragon Ball?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Waffle.
No, you're good. You're good.
He's doing that. You can hear all the clicks and ASMR, I guess.
I love Team 4 Star.
Okay, is this hype anime? Or relaxing anime? Okay, relaxing anime. I like this.
Ready? Hold on.
I like relaxing. Oh, yeah. Turn that all the way up, buddy.
Yeah. We're stealing this from Team 4 Star. Huge shout out, by the way.
Yeah. Like Team 4 Star I grew up on.
Alright, so now that we...
Back to the quiz, right?
Music, yeah. Alright, we are just blatantly stealing Team 4 Star.
Yeah.
Right now. you often end up doing things at the last possible moment. Yeah, for me. Yeah. That's for me.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Alright. You enjoy debating ethical dilemmas. So what ifs?
Yeah. Highly. I love what ifs.
Usually as the Dragon Ball what if background music is like, you usually prefer to be around others than on your own. For you, I'm guessing you disagree. For me, I agree.
Nah, I agree. I don't agree.
Alright. You become bored or lose interest.
Oh my god, yes.
It's highly theoretical.
Wait, theoretical? Like,
yeah, like
what
stuff,
if?
Yeah. Like, what if it rained acid? Like, does that...
I would say disagree.
Alright. When facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart. See what I mean? This calls you out. It's like, it really makes you think about yourself. What about you at home? When you are facing a conflict. Do you follow your heart or your brain?
Or do you go, like, do you go the logic route? Or do you go, like, I'm gonna go with my emotions? I'm gonna say I'm in the middle.
That's valid. Yeah, that one's tough. I think I follow my heart a little bit more, though, so I'd be slightly...
I follow rage, so I think rage is more like...
Your heart, yeah.
I was gonna say, like, heart, like, maybe my mental? I don't know, because it clouds a lot.
You find it challenging to maintain a consistent work or study schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't help our schedules are all over the place.
Yeah. Even with work.
The only thing that is constant.
Yeah, that we're not consistent.
Rarely second guess the choice that you have.
Disagree.
Yeah. See, it just calls you out a lot. Your friends would describe you as lively as I get to answer this one. I get to answer this one.
Okay, you could answer this one.
Yeah.
I'm considered lively?
Yeah, you're considered.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I never thought of that. I think it depends if I'm comfortable with you.
Yeah, that's valid. I can see that. You are drawn to various forms of creative expression.
Yes. Highly agree.
Usually base your choice on objective facts rather than emotional impressions.
I say agree.
Alright. You like to have a to-do list for each day.
No.
Nah, me neither. You rarely feel insecure. See, it just really just exposes you. Lie.
I'm gonna say... wait, would I say disagree? Wait, if I feel insecure, would I say agree?
If you feel insecure, then you would disagree.
Yeah, I'm gonna say disagree then.
Right. You avoid making phone calls. I know I do. If I have I have to schedule an appointment, I will wait like a week.
Yeah, I don't really like talking to people too much.
You enjoy exploring unfamiliar ideas and viewpoints.
Yeah.
I know I do, yeah.
I'm saying highly agree on that one, actually. I'll
go back.
Can you? I don't think you can. No, it's okay.
You can easily connect with people you have just met. For me, it's yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah.
Alright.
It depends if they're like me.
If your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible. For me, it's yeah.
Yeah.
If I want to do something, I want to do
it. If I really want to do it, yeah.
You are still bothered by mistakes that you made alone.
Highly agree.
Yeah, see, it just...
Highly agree.
You are not too interested in discussing theories on what the world could look like in a future. Oh, definitely disagree, yeah.
For you or me?
For me. That if you disagree, that means you want to have, talks about...
Read that again?
Wait. You are not too interested. I don't like it when they phrase it like that. Because then you're disagreeing to agree.
So, is it basically... Come on, you gotta break this into small speak for me.
If you disagree, then you find interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna say disagree.
Alright. Your emotions control you more than you control them. For you, I disagree.
Yeah.
You keep a pretty level head, actually.
Yeah, I feel like that's only, like, extreme situations where I'm like, oh!
So what would you say, middle?
I'm gonna say disagree.
Alright. When making decisions, you focus more on how the affected people might feel than...
Agree. The most logical. Highly agree.
With that, it's the people that are getting affected. If it was just me, then... Okay. Your personal work style is just spontaneous bursts of energy that organize the air.
Highly agree.
Yeah.
Highly agree.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed.
Oh my god, highly.
And then we got this music too. Oh my god. You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time.
Yeah.
And should we keep this? Oh.
Yeah.
Alright. Ooh.
Alright. Okay.
Pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time. Nah, it's not a waste of time.
Nah, it's not. It's definitely not. Sorry.
You feel more drawn to busy, bustling atmospheres.
Yeah, me too.
I love cities and stuff like that. If a decision feels right to you, you often act on it without needing further proof. Nah, for me.
I don't know, I'm too skeptical, so obviously no, I'm in the middle. Right? Like, obviously, like, no. No, I'm saying nah, I'm keeping nah.
Alright.
Yeah.
The last page. Dun dun dun.
Yes. Highly.
You often feel overwhelmed. You complete things by the way, yeah, I mean highly as well.
Okay.
You complete things methodically without skipping over any steps. I don't.
No.
I definitely don't. You prefer tasks that require you to come up with creative solutions.
Yes.
Alright. You are more likely to rely on an emotional intuition than logical reasoning.
Ooh. I'm gonna say yeah.
Alright. You struggle with deadlines.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like, highly. That's highly.
Okay. You feel confident that things will work out for you.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm in.
Oh, that's perfect, because it was just asking. I was asking your gender, so we got that.
Alright.
Ooh! Okay, okay, oh wow.
What is this?
Okay, so we're super close. You are an INFP. You are the mediator. I am an ENFP. We're one letter away.
So
the difference between me and you is you're introvert and I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, that was, wait, so
mediators are poetic, kind, and altruistic people.
Okay.
Always eager to help a good cause. You're 63% introverted. You're 77% more intuitive than observant. You're 54% feeling more than
thinking. Yeah, it makes sense.
So you rely on your heart just a little bit more.
Just a little more.
So you kind of see things as they are more than making judgments on them.
Yeah.
70%. Nice. Nice.
What?
So this is like, I don't know, turbulent. That's the last one. That's weird. And then boom. Here we go. We got a whole thing. Although they may seem quiet or unassuming, people with the INFP personality have vibrant, passionate inner lives, creative and imaginative. They happily lose themselves in daydreams, inventing all sorts of stories and conversations. See what I mean?
Yo, this makes sense. Do you remember when I used to sleep away the day?
Yeah.
Like, I would like, yo, bro, I've been sleeping all day. And then it would go from me sleeping all day to, zoning out. I know you remember when I used to zone out bad. It would be conversation. I'd be like,
well, adding on to that, you are also known to be extremely sentimental and nostalgic, often holding on to their special keepsakes and memorabilia that brightens their days and fill their heart with joy.
That is true.
Does that sound like you?
I have things that people have given me years ago. I have things that you've given me that I still have in my room, in a box, that I look at once in a while.
Pathetic people with the INFP personality type long for deep, soulful relationships, and they feel called to help others. Due to the fast-paced and competitive nature of our society, they may feel sometimes lonely or invisible, adrift in a world that doesn't seem to appreciate the traits that make them unique. Yet it is precisely because INFPs brim with such rich sensitivity and profound creativity, they possess the unique potential to connect deeply and initiate positive change.
Wow, I feel called out. Oh, wow.
You got
especially that last part.
Empathy.
Especially the last part. I got a lot of empathy.
So this is just an introduction. We can skip the strengths and weaknesses, friendships, parenthood, relationships.
Parenthood.
All right. For people with the INFP personalities, life is a journey, but even as they find their own way through the world, these personalities feel called to help others embark on their journeys toward meaningful fulfillment and happiness. In their understated, non-domineering way, INFPs love guiding others to learn and grow. And parenthood can be an extremely rewarding opportunity for them to do exactly that.
Oh, I thought I meant like their
parents. Oh, their parents.
Go to work habits.
Work habits. Let me judge this. Okay. All right. People with the INFP want to feel a sense of purpose in their work. Whenever they find themselves on the job ladder, they try to cultivate an emotional and moral connection to what they do, looking for a reassurance that their day-to-day efforts help shape it for. This desire to be of service colors how INFP personalities respond to authority in the workplace. Nice. So
I don't wait. So does that mean I'm bad with authority?
Nah, you're loyal, upbeat, and considerate. They take pride in being honest and doing the right thing.
Yeah, I try.
All right, let's skip the strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
You're empathetic just because mediators don't just care about those around them in an abstract sense. They actually feel another person's emotions from joy and elation to sorrow and regret.
That makes sense.
Because of their sensitivity, these personalities tend to be thoughtful, kind-hearted, and they hate the idea of hurting anyone, even unintentionally.
I am a Pisces, you know, that does make sense.
Ooh, let's do one flaw, and then one positive, one bad, one positive.
Wait, say that again?
Let's do one positive and then one con.
Okay.
One positive,
okay.
One con. Cool. But, on the other hand, you are unrealistic.
Yeah,
Nothing in this world is perfect, and that can be a difficult truth for INFPs to accept. People with this personality type can be hopeless romantics with rose-colored visions of what their life should be like. It calls you out. It really does. This can set up to disappointment when the reality inevitably falls short of their dreams.
Does.
But you are also very generous, and you rarely enjoy succeeding at others' expense.
Okay.
So you gotta lift other people's with you when you go up. They feel called to share the good in their lives, give credit where it's due, and uplift the people around them. Oh yeah, 100%.
What's another negative? I wanna know another.
All right.
Have you not read a negative yet? What?
Self-isolating. INF personalities long to connect with others, but they don't always know how, especially in new environments. They may be reluctant to put themselves out there in ways that would help make new friends or become involved in a community. But you're very, very open-minded. You're very tolerant and accepting. And honestly,
I try to be.
Yeah, that's very much true. They don't judge anybody based on their beliefs, lifestyle, or decisions. This is a personality type that prefers compassion to fault-finding. That's a really good positive, not gonna lie.
The fact how I feel like I really just got called out.
But you're unfocused. You lack discipline, it's pretty much saying.
I guess. Like,
get frustrated by how difficult they find it to buckle down and get things done.
Yeah, that was my problem with college. That was my problem with picking a college.
But you're very creative, and you love to see things from unconventional perspectives.
Yeah.
Few things give you more pleasure than allowing your mind to wander through all sorts of ideas and possibilities as daydreams. It's no wonder that INFPs are drawn to creative pursuits. I mean, you're doing radio. Or that this personality type is well represented among writers and artists.
Makes sense. See? That's why I'm at Clubhouse, you feel me?
You're a freestyler, too. And you're also very passionate and idealistic, but on the other hand, conflict tends to be stressful for you. You kind of want everybody to be happy, and you also overanalyze yourself.
That was, when I was younger, that used to be like a really big thing for me. The only other way I could describe that is people taking my niceness for granted, if that makes sense. Like, I was too nice.
Yeah. I love this music, by the way.
I do too.
And this is the ENFP. This is mine.
What's yours? What's yours?
I'm the campaigner. I am often enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile.
Oh, so you're like one of those kids who just like playing in nature, huh?
People with the ENFP personality types are true free spirits, outgoing, open-hearted, and open-minded. With their lively, upbeat approach to life, ENFPs stand out in any crowd.
And you have pink hair, bro.
Even though they can be the life of the party, they just don't care about having a good time. These personalities have profound depths that are fueled by their intense desire for meaningful emotional connections with others.
That makes sense that we're friends.
Yeah. ENFP's personalities carry an interesting blend of carefree sociability, sparkling imagination, and deep contemplative introspection. They regularly use their natural curiosity and expansive creativity to try to better understand themselves and their complex dynamics of human relationships. Dang. Okay, wow.
So, are we literally like a letter apart?
Yeah. The only difference is I'm extroverted and you're introverted.
Oh, so if I were to pick like a different answer on a question, I could have been extroverted.
Wow. Okay. Do you want to do the flaws first?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow.
Wait, for me or you?
Me.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, come on. What is it? Whoa, wait, go back up.
Okay. People pleasing. Most people with the ENFP personality type are uncomfortable with the prospect of being disliked. To maintain peace, they may compromise on things that matter to them or allow others to treat them poorly.
Yeah, facts. At least we're both in focus.
If they fail to win someone over, they might lose sleep trying to figure out about what to do about
it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true for you?
I'm focused. It says I'm unfocused, and I'll start new projects before I finish all once.
Yeah.
I'm disorganized.
I'm definitely. Oh, I don't know. Did mine say I was disorganized? I don't know.
It said you were unfocused.
It said I was unfocused. I don't know if mine said I was disorganized, though.
I'm also overly optimistic. I feel like I've heard that one a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a bad situation.
Restless? Is that what that says? Restless?
Oh, yeah. There are just major ideas of, like, I'll get the feeling that I just gotta do something.
These are negatives, right?
Yeah. I'm enthusiastic, perceptive, curious, and
curious
I'm easygoing.
George.
I like to think those are good.
You want some Curious George type meat.
But, yeah, you know, if you want to do this personality
test
yourself, you can do it at Clubhouse if you would like at 455 Main Street. And if you don't know what we are, we're pretty much a community center, but better because we're a drop-in center and we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And we can do another quiz now and then go out, or we can...
Okay, so actually, what time is it?
6:50.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
So question. What do you think? This is for the viewers too. What color do you think we should do this room?
This room
is white. I want to keep this wall, though.
This is so much of a better show than we have.
I really want to keep this wall.
We both almost did that.
But yeah, I really want to keep this wall. I feel like we should at least, like, I mean, we could always rewrite that, right?
Yeah,
like
sure.
At least this.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather see if you would survive the Hunger Games or a
zombie apocalypse? Right. Zombie so apocalypse. We're gonna do I don't really care about the
and
Hunger
if
Games.
If we have time, we'll do the Hunger Games. But if not, we're gonna go out.
Okay, cool.
A zombie is coming towards you inside your house, and it's trying to grab your arm. What is your weapon? Out of all these, pick one. Remote control, a kitchen knife, a pocket knife, a hanger, a shoe, a machete, a pistol, a crossbow, a lamp, or your fist.
A machete.
Alright, you're
gonna I would say my fist, but I don't want to get bit. I'm gonna say machete.
I think the first thing I would do is because I
probably a kitchen
have
knife.
A pocket knife on me. That's what I would probably do.
I would probably say a kitchen knife or like
you got a machete though. Is that something you can reasonably get?
Nah, I could reasonably get a pistol.
So you want to pick that one?
Yeah.
Alright, that's valid.
I could reasonably get a pistol.
You killed a zombie, congrats! But there's a problem. More zombies are coming towards your house. What is your next step? By the way, shout out to Gem with the J. They made this quiz. Yeah,
there's as many supplies as I can and get out.
Alright, and the other options, just for you listening at home because you can't see, kill many zombies as possible as leave, hide in your room, or get out immediately and defend yourself. That's valid. You need the supply.
Wow! Wow,
nah,
is this GT? Is this
GT? Hang on a minute. You gotta see it.
Yup, it's down, down, Karaku, Harakaki, or however you say it. Yeah, this is the GT theme. Yup. That's crazy. I gotta play this as background music.
I'm here this when I'm killing zombies, you feel me? Okay.
Can you believe the Team 4 Star commissioned people for this? That's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Oops. Here we go. You run from the zombies, and a good thing is they can't climb fences. You are far away, and it's getting close to sunset. What you doing now? You're gonna find a camping spot where there's no zombies. Keep walking till you can find a place to hide. Hide from the trees. Hide in the trees, and hopefully the zombies won't find you. Or find a vehicle and drive away.
Find a vehicle and drive away.
That's definitely the best pick. It's the next day, and you survived. What are you gonna do now? Keep walking until there's. See if you can find any survivors.
I don't know if I want to trust people.
Yeah, right? Hide, build a shelter, or stand on your campsite because no one will look in the woods.
If I build a shelter, people will find that.
Yeah, I think you just gotta
keep hiding. I feel like just...
So keep walking.
Keep walking.
Yeah, right? You keep walking till you find any survivors. You look down and see weapons. Oh, let's go! You can pick up a pistol, a staff, a machete, and a golf club.
Picking
you can
a pistol.
Only pick one because you're... Yeah, that's valid. You need the range. You see someone in the distance, but you can't see if it's a zombie or not. You don't know if they're wounded or bitten. Your first instinct is to shout from far away.
No!
But you want to catch yourself.
No!
Yeah, definitely don't do that. There's a survivor that sees you and is asking for help. She's not injured, but you see blood all over his... Okay, so it went from... Hey, that's fine. There's my major gender flip. Okay. She's coming towards you, but no one's around. Suddenly, you have that feeling that something's not right. This is a zombie. Get out. Ignore it.
That's what does it say? What does it say?
So, you see somebody running around asking for help and they might be injured.
No.
Ignore it.
Wait, what are my options?
Help this person out. Check your surroundings before you can escape. Interrogate him until you are certain that he is alone or ignore it.
Ignore it.
That's valid. You walk with the survivor, trying to survive. Okay. Oh, wow. Suddenly you guys are in a loving relationship. That's valid. So you got an apocalypse partner.
Bro, I hope you don't. Wait, can you go back?
Yes.
Don't go back. Never mind. Right. If it wasn't going to be this, it was going to be the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
What?
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
Okay, read it.
But then you're searching for supplies and they get bitten in the leg. So what are you going to do? Stay with her until she turns into a zombie? Pop one in the head and just end it? Keep her in chains. Ayo. Ayo. What was that? I get it's supposed to be like zombie
Where'd it
stuff.
Go?
Oh, it's right here. I have it. I was just pulling this up. Because excuse me, what is that?
What is what?
Hold on, where is that? Where is it?
Do you have it?
Yes.
I don't think you have it.
FBI, open up!
Wait, why?
It said keep them chained up.
Like a chained up zombie.
Yeah, but still. FBI, open up.
Yeah, I'm gonna say pop on a hat.
Alright, or wait until she's a zombie and then kill her.
Wait until she's a zombie.
Alright.
what is the number one rule to survive?
Don't be a hero.
Always check your backseat, buckle up, cardio, double tap, limber up, or don't...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero. Do you think you can survive?
Wait, what is it?
You will survive.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We got 5 minutes.
So yeah, with 5 minutes left, we're gonna go out. We hope you guys had an amazing time here. And yeah.
At least I know I would survive a zombie apocalypse, man. Well, thank God for listening. Again, you was listening to Clubhouse Radio live on 90.7 FM, WDXC broadcasting. Anchor Catskill and Hudson. And I was your lovely host today, DJ Sean Winnie.
And I'm your sound engineer, and we're going out.
See ya.
Used to be scared of the water, you're safe by the side of your father, your sense of the world lay in your little home by the harbor. You've always felt small in the city. You think that last fall you were with me on top of your old clothes. Still in the hall of my building. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine. No, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find. Can't put our souls to the summer, rattled our bones to the thunder. We watched every sunset until we got sick of each other. You've always said fall was your season, that everyone's here for a reason. I stare at your packed bags and ask what the hell you mean. You never asked once. No, we never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine. Oh, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you would find your way. Only heal after breaking. I stare at the tree line and notice the leaves aren't changing. And does the wind blow in Cape Elizabeth? Constant and cold, how do we live with this? Love was a deadline. Spend the rest of my life fucking missing it. You never asked once. No, you never asked why. If I was putting things on, if I was drinking too much of that red wine. No, you'd put yourself in and accept every sin. And if I glued myself shut, you'd find your way.
Up to score with him, walk him down whole time. I know he got some on him, pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that him up. Wop, wop, wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a b- ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending.
What is the owl? Bird and bird go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some be rest? That's for b***ing. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no love boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You need to get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other vaginal option.